And now this is a dictation for Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Schenden, S-C-H-E-N-D-E-N. June 2nd, 54, addresses a letter to Dr. Osilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, follow-up for Joanne, chronic kidney disease, last visit in May. Recent falling episode, lost balance about 2 months ago. Minor fracture on the right wrist. Wear a brace, already healed, no surgery done. Has COPD abnormalities, wheezes, denies the use of oxygen, no CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies respiratory distress, review system done, non-contributory, blood pressure at home, 120s over 70s, medication list review. I want to highlight the Lasix, potassium, lisinopril, metoprolol. On inhalers, anticoagulated Eliquis. Next paragraph, pressing weight 202, blood pressure nurse 127.78, few wheezes, no RALS, no pleural effusion, atrial fibrillation, rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, presently no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistries, November, creatinine 1.48, baseline, GFR 38, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression. Probably hypertension, no obstruction or urinary retention, no symptoms. No need for changing diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders, no EPO treatment. Tolerating a low dose of ACE inhibitors and other blood pressure medicines, anticoagulated without bleeding, COPD asthma on treatment, chemistry in a regular basis, come back in 6 months,